For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. It's Monday morning. Good morning to everyone. Hope you're doing great. It's been, let's see, we had to actually skip all last week because we had the Share-a-thon. Now, at the time of this taping, we haven't had the Share-a-thon yet, and so I look forward to that so much. We'll be going there for the entire day on April the 1st, and I just pray it's an incredible blessing. I love it because many of you will call in. We get connected that way. We're able to talk. My brother Stan's on there, and we have a good time. We call it the Stan and Anna Show. But I'm greatly looking forward to that, as well as, boy, I hope you're registering. Now, at the time of this airing, it will be April the 8th, which is really our deadline to register for our ADM Spring Daytime Retreat, taking place April the 12th at the beautiful Longview House and Gardens. And look, because we air in the morning, if you still want to go, you want to bring some people to that. Bosses, you've recognized, wow, I need to send my secretary, or I need to send some of my people to that, or husbands, you want to bless your wife, let me know by the end of today. Please go to AnnaDonahueMinistries.com and register, and I will add that to my totals. After that, though, it's very difficult to get people in because then a chef starts to prepare the food. I will have already had all the notes going to the printer. Yes, you get notes at every retreat. We just have an incredible time. I went to, had a little getaway with my husband, and we went to Alabama, and we love it over there, and I went to these antique stores and got some great giveaways for all of you. So we're just going to have a great time. I hope you can be there. We have women registering from everywhere, and I think you're going to love it, and you just feel right at home. But that's for April the 12th. Well, I want to pick up where I kind of left off week prior to the Share-a-thon on being rooted. And I've got a couple more thoughts on that. We were out of Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 5 through 8. I want to read those again. I want to get the definition of what it really means to be rooted and kind of go that route and talk about fruit bearing. Did you ever wonder? I had a question. I'm not saving it till Friday for our Ask Anna, but because it's going to go right into our theme here, but I did have a girl ask, Anna, what is it? What is the fruit? Jesus said, abide in me, I abide in you. The Father's glorified when you bear much fruit. I've got several things I want to address with the fruit. What kind of fruit is Jesus talking about? We've got some thoughts on that, and I believe Scripture really bears out what he is referring to. But let me go to Jeremiah 17, 5 through 8. This is what the Lord says, cursed, parentheses, misery. Oh, gosh, it's true. Is the one who trusts in man, who draws strength from mere flesh, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. Ooh, parentheses, this person's heart has changed owners. That person will be like a bush in the wastelands, found in the parched places of the desert, struggling to stay alive, is in the amplified parentheses. They will not see prosperity when it comes. They'll dwell in the parched places of the desert, in a salt land where no one lives. Contrast that, my brethren, with verse 7. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. Verse 8, he'll be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots, talking about being rooted, by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. Wow. Don't you love that? And I parallel it with Psalm 1:3, of course. Man, you're not afraid because your roots are so rooted in Christ and going out to the river of God, always replenished. Even in a time of drought, you're able to go deep and bear fruit. I'm going to talk about that fruit, and I'm going to talk about being rooted all week on A Future Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.